1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245 and Hug Sameach.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and of course, we've had Dr. Kaufman on many times before. He certainly is an expert in the environment. He's an expert in this move towards global government. In fact, we carry a DVD put out, I believe it was, what was that, the one New World Order? What was the title of that one, Michael? Well, Michael is there, I know. Michael, are you there?
Yes, World Events and Prophecy.
Okay, and then, of course, his latest one on global warming. And that's what we're going to be talking about this morning. At least we'll start out on that, and then we'll see where we go from there. But global warming is one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated on intelligent people. And it simply reflects the fact that the media is controlled, because every aspect of the media insists that global warming is a reality. My goodness, if we don't do something, we're going to destroy the planet. We have to think of future generations. Ladies and gentlemen, the temperature elevation during the last century was 0.6 degrees. And most of that occurred before 1940, when the level of CO2 in the atmosphere increased. And the level of CO2 in the atmosphere is 0.038 or 0.0388%. That's all. That's all it is. Greenhouse gas is predominantly moisture, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you control the media, why, you can create fear in people's hearts. And when people are fearful that the ocean levels are going to rise, the polar bears are going to become extinct, the polar ice caps are going to melt, certainly our crops are going to be destroyed, there's going to be a global cooling as a result of global warming or whatever it is, and actually this last winter was one of the coldest winters we've ever had. But don't let facts get in the way. Al Gore, the prophet of the future, who got a Nobel Prize for his video and his work, wants to warn us, of course, of the imminence of global warming. Although 20, 30 years ago, the same scientists were talking about global warming, were talking about the fear and the danger of global cooling. So, but it's all really about destroying the manufacturing of our country. It's all about destroying the lifestyle of the American people. So you can't burn wood in your home. You can't burn coal in your home. You're going to be huddled there in a corner, freezing to death. And if you buy into this and the American people buy into this, it is the death knell for America. Michael, you pick up and tell the story.
There is no question that it would be the death knell of America, at least as we know it. It certainly will not be any better, and as you described, it could take us back to a third world country status. The key is to understand that everything that we do as a civilization, as a modern civilization, depends on the use of energy. And if we cannot have free access to energy on a supply and demand basis, then whoever controls our ability to use that energy And all of it goes back to some form of fossil fuel at this point, unless you want to go to nuclear. And, of course, we seem to be dead set against nuclear, too. All of the energy that we have comes from fossil fuels or so-called fossil fuels. And as a consequence, when we burn those fossil fuels, we emit carbon dioxide. And whoever emits or whoever controls the rate of emission of carbon dioxide controls basically our economy and everything in it. And you will have a group of bureaucrats at the international level that have no accountability to you or I whatsoever to decide what we can do and what we cannot do. It's as simple as that. Once they have that control, they have us by the throat. There is no way we can get around it.
And I think
all of the things going on and there are a lot of very, very, very important things going on the global agenda basis, but this one is emerging as probably one of the most important because it's gaining steam. All three presidential candidates want to make some draconian actions when they become president to stop global warming, and it means literally, no matter McCain or Obama or Hillary or whoever, will implement something that's going to cost you and your family at least $3,000 to $5,000 a year in lost income or more expensive products.
And I think what's so hard for people to believe is there really are people out there, like Al Gore, who wants to destroy Western civilization. He's going to have his big car. He's going to have his jet planes. He's going to have his SUVs, but not as common people. There is this elitist attitude that they know what's best, and, of course, they're going to save the planet by destroying Western civilization. Incredible.
Absolutely.
As it may seem, that is really the plan.
Absolutely. And it's a shocking thing, but back 12 years ago now, we stopped the Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified, and in the material that we gave the U.S. Senate to stop that was a section which calls for the fact that we should go back to a feudal form of government where you have a few wealthy people that control everything, and the rest of the society are serfs. They actually advocated that by not saying that we should do this, but saying this is the type of governance that will have the least imprint on planet Earth. It's where you only have a few people that have the wealth, and everyone else is living in abject poverty and not having the refrigerators and air conditioners and televisions and so forth that draw electricity and then emit carbon dioxide and other, have to mine this coal or drill for oil or whatever to run all of these things. And we'll have the least impact on that when most of us basically have just books to read and that's about it.
And until people understand that that is what the Code of Protocol is really all about, because it would demand that we cut back dramatically on the amount of energy that we're using. That's what it's all about. Destroy our manufacturing base, destroy Western civilization with air conditioning and the heat and all of those things, and simply huddle in the corner in the wintertime and sweat during the summertime. But you don't have to worry. There are not going to be that many good-paying jobs. There will be jobs as servants and other things and working for the government. Work for the government, you'll be better off than anybody else, but certainly for the average individual, a feudal type of lifestyle. And they actually talk about this sort of thing. Incredible, but true. Go right ahead, Michael.
It is. And the thing that's so outrageous to me and so astonishing to me is the fact that as we go through time, there is less and less evidence that man is causing global warming and more evidence that it's part of a natural cycle. And yet the IPCC, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, has done just the opposite with time. They're saying there's more and more proof that man is causing it, when in fact there is almost, and if you haven't heard this on this program before, you're going to be shocked when I say this. I'm a scientist. I used to work in this. There is no scientific evidence at all that man is causing this.
We'll be back at this total judge of Michael Thompson right here in the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. A prom or graduation should never be ruined by a drunk driver. Someone who is overdone, it should never attempt to drive after a party. Don't let it be you. Appoint a designated driver, or if you're riding, don't ride with a drunk driver. Make this a time that's safe for everyone. Don't drink and drive. This was brought to you by Careers in Trucking, Careers Worldwide, located in Keensburg, where Mr. Sean Shellman and the staff salute the graduating class of 2008 and remind everyone to stay alive. Don't drink and drive. For information on classes and vocational training, call today at 303-536-9845. That's 303-536-9845.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, the thing that we left off on was the fact that there is no evidence, no scientific evidence whatsoever that man is causing it. At best, it's very, very circumstantial. The whole thing is driving the man-caused global warming issue right now are the six global climate models. That's the only evidence that they really have that man is causing it. Yes, they have tables and so forth, what they call forcings, that so much energy to heat the atmosphere comes from the sun, so much comes from carbon dioxide and methane and so forth, and so much comes from this source and that source. But those are best guesses. We don't have absolute numbers on that. And the fact that we have almost no real understanding of moisture in the atmosphere, which is the primary greenhouse gas, is water vapor and clouds. Those are the primary greenhouse gases. And like 90-some-odd percent. I mean, it's not like it's a 50% or something. It's huge. And yet we know almost nothing about it. And all of the predictions, everything that goes into these models, assume, for instance, that the greatest warming is going to be just about 4 miles in the elevation, because that's where your clouds are, that's where your greatest concentration of moisture is, and where your greatest concentration of carbon dioxide is. And what they predict, because carbon dioxide, just step back a moment, carbon dioxide is like a window that's painted. When it's first clear, almost all your sunlight will go through. And if you put a coat of white paint on it, it blocks it somewhat, but you still get light through it. You put two coats, three coats, four coats, five coats, and pretty soon you have no actual sun coming through whatsoever, because the paint is too thick. Well, the same thing with carbon dioxide. The more carbon dioxide you have, the less efficient it is as a greenhouse gas. It becomes saturated, and adding more carbon dioxide isn't going to make any difference. And as a consequence, we're at that point now where it's near saturation. Increasing carbon dioxide any more than we have right now will not do a bit of good as far as its actual efficacy. What it does do, they believe, and what has been the scientific approach on this, is that more carbon dioxide will cause more cirrus clouds to form. There's some reasons for that belief. More cirrus clouds actually allow the sunlight to reach the surface of the Earth and warm the Earth, but when the Earth emits long-wave radiation back out into space, that same layer of cirrus clouds actually traps the heat. It will not allow that heat to re-enter space, and as a consequence, you have a gradual building up. Therefore, if the amount of carbon dioxide doubles in the atmosphere, even though carbon dioxide itself is not causing the warming, the cirrus cloud formation, increased cirrus cloud formation, will trap that heat and cause the warming. The problem is they have enough evidence now. We have enough time, I should say, because you need at least 15 to 20 years of evidence before you can ever come up with a solid, well, even a semi-solid conclusion, that doesn't happen. These cirrus clouds do form, and then they dissipate. And as a result, every single one of those six global climate change models is wrong by at least 50%. In other words, if you actually corrected those models for what they've been finding here those last year, a major study was just completed late last fall, what you find is basically the models overestimate almost 100%. Well, I'm not going to say 100%, but somewhere around 75%. And therefore, you have to reduce the amount of warming predicted by those models by at least 50%. When you do that, it becomes non-significant.
Well, Chris, and what we've been told really is not true. But what they really want to do is they want to use fear, and they want to instill fear in people's hearts. And they want people quaking in fear so they'll go along with this destruction of our way of life. And these people who are behind this know exactly what they're doing. You can read their plan in something called the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published by Cambridge University Press. It costs, $60, $70. We've summarized it in our sustainable development syllabus, and I know Dr. Kaufman has material on that. Do you have anything good going into the background of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit there in Rio in 1992?
Yes, in fact, we got the actual assessment in draft form, and we knew it was there. And one of the things that astonished us back in 1994, in the spring of 1994, the draft was supposed to be completed. We knew that we had the contract that the United Nations had let out to the World Resources Institute and the IUC and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature to write this thing. And as a result, we told the U.S. Senate when they were going to vote on it in August of that same year that they needed to look at this global biodiversity assessment first, because it's going to tell them what their ultimate plans are. And the U.S. Senate did do that. They took our word for it, because there were several of us that did it. We eventually, the four of us, formed an organization called Sovereignty International. But this before we actually formed the group. The Senate actually called the United Nations, several people, Senator Mitchell of Maine, who was the Senate Majority Leader, the Senate Foreign Policy Committee called, the Democratic leadership called, all of them called for this document that was supposed to be available in draft form by the spring of 1994. And as a consequence, the United Nations basically said they had no idea what the Senate was asking for, that they had no such document, they had no intention of writing such a document, that the Senate should go back and ratify their treaty. Well, ironically, and I really do believe this is the hand of God, we were able to stop them from ratifying the treaty in August because we used a brand new technology at the time. It seems like it's ancient technology now, but for the first time, we were able to send out mass faxes. Overnight, we can send out several thousand faxes and alert people to what is going on. We did that. We had a map of showing exactly what they were trying to do, and that's to carve up the United States into core wilderness areas and interconnecting corridors, where they would remove half of the landscape of the United States into wilderness areas where no man could set foot. This was the ultimate intent. And when we did that, we had such a response that the Senate phone system was overwhelmed the next morning. It crashed. There was no way that people could call in because the Senate phone system could not keep up with it. And the Senate called me because my phone number was on the fax, and asked me to call out the dogs because they obviously were not able to function as a normal business because nobody could call in. Well, that actually stayed like that for 3 days. There was so heavy a phone call campaign against that, and it wasn't because of us. It was, I think it was really directed by the hand of God. I don't know how in the world 4,000 fax alerts sent out overnight could have resulted in well over a million phone calls, because that's what we were told by the Senate had to happen to crash that system, is to have more than a million phone calls coming in almost simultaneously. And what we found was that by doing that, we got Senator Mitchell, who was my senator at that time, and he was the Senate Majority Leader, to actually back off and to try to seek what was going on. He could not find this global biodiversity assessment that you're talking about. The Senate refused to give it to him. And so he rescheduled the closure vote back for September 30th of the same year, the following month. We happened, and this is, again, a hand of God. One of us knew someone in New York that we thought we could get that draft report. The other person could not get it, but they knew someone in London, England, that might be able to get it. So they called them. They couldn't get it, but they knew somebody in Germany that might be able to get it. They couldn't get it, but they knew someone in the headquarters of the IUCN in Gland, Switzerland. Now, the IUCN had a heavy hand in writing this document, and by this time, all traces of who had originally asked for it was lost. And the person that they talked to in Gland, Switzerland, knew the Senate a vote was coming up the next day, or 2 days from that time, and so they FedExed it to us. All they had was a name, and they FedExed that document to us, that draft document, and it was explosive, because in it actually admitted that we should be setting aside up to one half. I think they actually said 40% rather than one half, but 40% of the United States into wilderness areas and interconnecting corridors to restore the health of biodiversity in the United States. And therefore, and up until that time, for 2 years, I had been drawing maps. I have a PhD in ecosystems analysis, and I was heavily involved in writing and drawing these maps up, because I had been working in almost every ecosystem in the United States. I knew them well, and I took the information that they had presented themselves as to how to construct a core wilderness area or interconnecting corridor, used that information, and started drawing what this would look like if it were ever actually implemented in the United States. I was laughed at, I was scorned, I was shunned, and so forth, because nobody would be stupid enough to try to do this in the United States, because it looks horrifying. It is literally horrifying when you see it. But yet, I had the map about two-thirds of the way complete, three-quarters of the way complete, by the time this came up in 1994, and I FedExed that map along with the supporting documents from the Global Biodiversity Assessment that you have copies of, that you can sell, Stan, to the U.S. Senate. And it literally brought the house down. That map was blown up in the 4x6 foot section by the Senate Foreign Policy Committee, taken out on the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The vote was scheduled for 4. It literally shut the whole thing down. Actually, it was not the senators that saw it, because senators are busy doing other things, but it was their staff that were in the gallery when it was produced, and they took it back to their senators, including Senator Mitchell. And one thing, I may not agree with his politics, but I will tell you this right now. Senator Mitchell, who was one of the most honest persons probably in the U.S. Senate at that time — he's no longer in the Senate, but he was the most had the highest integrity of any individual I had ever seen — when he realized that the United Nations had lied to him, literally lied to him, he revoked it, took it right off the Senate calendar, and was never voted on. That's God at work. And all of us have that opportunity, I think, to have a hand in what God wants us to do to delay this. It's eventually going to happen, because the Bible says it's going to happen. But nonetheless, God wants it to be on his timetable, and we're his foot soldiers, as it were, and it's a miracle what can actually happen. But that Global Biodiversity Assessment, you really do need to get a copy of it from Stan. It'll blow your mind as to what they are actually trying to do, because this exposed the whole thing. Now, the copy that you have, Stan, is the final draft. But in the draft document, it actually talked about taking out major highways, talked about relocating communities, towns, and so forth, out of these wilderness areas and so forth. It was so obnoxious that they did not even put it in the final draft. But the final draft that you have copies of, Stan, do have information that will still shock most Americans, even those who are knowledgeable of what's going on.
Well, it is amazing to know that these people know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. They're fearful that the common people will know and rise up against the elitists who have a plan. They will
Yes.
be the lords, and we will be the feudal servants, and it will destroy the America as we know it and reduce it to an impoverished society. People say, well, that's crazy talk. Well, we're dealing with people who do not look at the world with the same eyes as we do. They think what they're doing is good.
I know. It's amazing because this was all couched in very positive language that we must do this to protect the earth and it's going to work out. Everybody's going to do benefit and so forth because we're going to have a world that's more natural, and more natural means a better world for everyone. Unfortunately, it only means it for them, but nonetheless, they try to believe them. I think a lot of them really honestly lie to themselves as well, and this is going to be a benefit to everyone. I really do, especially the rank-and-file environmentalists out there that is fighting for this thing so hard. They believe that going back to nature is going to benefit everyone.
Well, that's why they're introducing the wolves.
Parents and families in our area that each year many American children lose their lives through the abuse of drugs. Drug addiction does not discriminate between rich and poor, privileged or underprivileged. Parents, encourage your children to stay in school, say yes to life and education, and no to drugs. You and your children will be glad you did. This message is proudly sponsored by Select Materials at 17269 County Road 12 in Fort Lupton, serving our area. Call them at 857-4688. That's 857-4688.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Michael Kaufman. Before we go on, Michael, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, your website, and what they'll find there.
You can go to www.discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. Discerning is D-I-S-C-E-R-N-I-N-G, today.org. And you'll find the two DVDs that we've been talking about here today, the Global Warming or Global Governance, as well as World Events and Prophecy, where I take four out of many, many that are actually happening right now, but four of the major prophecies, and take you through as to how they're being fulfilled right now before our eyes in a way that most people can't even see them. And then the other one is our brand new website for the business that we have is EPI, for Environmental Perspectives Incorporated, which I'm president of, and that is EPI-US, EPI-US.com. Again, the Global Warming DVD is on that one, and that you can order that directly through either one of those websites.
All right, and I can assure you that Dr. Kaufman's material is excellent, and you can depend upon it for as far as its accuracy is concerned. Well, certainly they're coming back again with everything they have to get this global warming situation settled to their satisfaction, which, of course, is to get the Kyoto Protocol or something similar ratified, which will force us to cut back dramatically on our use of electricity. There was a recent meeting. In fact, did you go to that meeting of the Heartland Institute?
Yes, I did. I was at the Heartland Institute meeting. We helped co-sponsor it, as a matter of fact.
Did you have a chance meeting to talk to the president of Czechoslovakia, who was there trying to let people know of the disastrous effects this has had on the people in his country?
Yes, it was an outstanding talk. One of the things that, you know, he is basically, he's an economist. So he has some basis in education to make some of these value judgments. And one of the things that he really brought out was the fact it doesn't matter if it's communism or environmentalism, the result is the same. And that's the control over people and the basic diluting of the economy itself to the point where you become a third world nation whether you want to or not. Because one of the things that we don't understand, Stan, and I think this is another major point to make with the United Nations, is the fact that the United Nations back in 1979 in Vancouver, Canada, basically said that from that point on, their purpose was to eliminate or control private property rights. And everything that they're doing, all these treaties, the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Framework Convention on Climate Change, you name it, it basically takes private property rights away from the individual and elevates them to the form up to the government. Ultimately, if the United Nations gets their way and you have all these interlocking treaties come into being, they'll be controlled by the United Nations. And so as a result, what happens is that we well know now, our founding fathers knew this very well because they grew up in it. They grew up with what a feudal system looked like. It was about the time that the French Revolution occurred in France because of the feudal system that existed in France. So they knew the critical importance of private property rights. They had seen Britain and France side by side, and even though Great Britain was abusing the colonies and so forth, the system within Great Britain, based on the Magna Carta, was one in which private property rights were guaranteed to most people, not everyone even then, but most people. And things prospered. John Locke wrote many dissertations on how man, when he has private property rights, can prosper. Converse to that of France, Jean-Jacques Rousseau basically wrote saying that private property rights were evil. Well, it led to the French Revolution, and if you remember your history back from high school, the French Revolution was bloody because of the uprisings and the hatred that the lower class had for the upper class. And, of course, it was fomented, I think, by the Jacobins and so forth, which were part of the emerging elite that we have today that is driving this global warming agenda and all these other things. But nonetheless, it shows you a sharp contrast. And this is what our founding fathers were contemporary with. They could see it. It was right there in front of their eyes. And they knew the importance of private property rights. And one of the reasons that they they framed the Constitution of the United States to guarantee private property rights unfettered by government control. Well, of course, we've lost that. Basically, in 2005, we hit the last nail in the coffin to private property rights. We just haven't experienced all of it yet. And private property rights, as we know it, there's been several studies done in the last 5 years that show very clearly, I mean, without a doubt whatsoever, that you cannot create wealth without private property rights. You cannot do it. You have to have private property. Now, there's other things that influence wealth creation. Once you have the private property rights, you can still screw things up. But nonetheless, without private property rights, you cannot create wealth and you cannot have liberty. It's impossible. And the United Nations has deliberately set out an agenda to take people's private property rights away from them and accumulate them to themselves. And of course, they're just surrogates for the master banking and so forth groups that are actually directing what the United Nations do. So they're not really in control. It's the bankers, U.S. Federal Reserve and the Bank of England primarily, that are going to be holding the reins of control over every citizen of the world if all these things ever get through.
And I think this is what is so difficult to understand, is that the solution to every environmental problem is a new series of government laws. But those government laws are only going to affect the common people, not the elite. They're going to be, in one way or another, able to get around these laws. They're the ones who are going to be directing the whole thing. And this is why people of great wealth push communism, push socialism, and, of course, they push this whole environmental movement, which they fund largely, and of course, they basically use this, as far as the oil is concerned, to pretend competition. You don't have a lot of little guys wildcatting and bringing in oil wells or looking for oil. Why? Because, of course, the environmental restriction is there, so we are able to produce artificial shortages of oil. We're not developing our own oil. We're creating artificial shortages so they can jack the prices up, and it should be very obvious why the big oil companies have financed the environmental movement. Why? Because when you have shortages, why, the price goes up. If you have abundance and plenty of it, why, the price goes down. And which do you think the big oil companies want, shortages or abundance? And
you know, what you're saying, it could be a shock to a lot of people that are listening. You probably said it before in other programs, Stan, but most people do not realize that the whole environmental movement has been funded by the same group of people that the environmentalists are attacking.
Right.
They are being just used as useless. What did Lenin say or Stalin say? Useful idiots.
Right.
And it's all planned. It's unbelievable. If you get back into the actual architecture of what's going on, this whole thing is by design. Now, there are things that go out of control when they're trying to do things, and things that don't happen the way they think they're going to happen, and so forth. So it's not like they have lockstep control over what's going on, but they influence things to push them in certain directions. And one of them is that they have funded the environmental movement to the tunes of billions of dollars a year. And the environmentalists are nothing but hatchet men that are out there to destroy our economy the way it's structured right now and to give these guys control.
Amen to that. We'll be back in just a moment here. In fact, we'll open up the call. 970-689-8255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
17 years.
12 and a half years. I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. Stop paying bills month after month and never getting ahead. For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and please go ahead, Michael, with your discussion of this whole scam of environmentalism. Nobody wants to see the environment destroyed. We want to preserve our forests, but of course what they're doing is preventing, you know, the lumbering people who own many of the forests from going in and selectively lumbering and keeping the forest cleaned up. What they're doing by blocking entrance to the forest is ensuring that they're going to burn, because what they really want is destruction. They really want the forest to burn. That's why they're preventing them from being selectively logged and the underbrush being taken out. And until people understand that these people at the top of the environmental movement have an entirely different worldview, they're not concerned about the animals, because when the forest fires come, the animals are destroyed. They're concerned about control.
You know, it's rather ironic. What you're saying is so true, because I have a background in forestry. In fact, I even have some training in fire prevention and other sundry things related to it. So I understand the issue pretty well. And what they are attempting to do has allowed in the western forests to allow fuel to increase to the point now where it is almost all you need is a match to set off an 100,000 or 200,000 acre fire, because it hasn't been harvested. This whole idea of protecting everything is creating a condition in which, as you said, Stan, it's going to basically ignite and burn down to the ground and killing most of the animals and so forth. Fish, even fish, whole streams dry up when you have one of these major, major fires. It is horrifying, and yet the environmental movement is responsible for not only this, but they are ultimately responsible for the death of over 60 million people from malaria in the world, and their big push back in the 1970s to stop malaria. To stop
DDT.
Production and use of DDT. And they probably have caused more damage to the United States and to the world than Hitler ever dreamed of doing when he was at the height of his power. It's just beyond belief the type of arrogance that these environmentalists have in the belief that they're right and everybody else is wrong. And history, but you never hear about it, of course, history shows them to be just the opposite. One of the things that I want to mention before we get off the air, Stan, is because of the fact that most people do not understand that the whole global warming issue is basically an agenda to drive towards global governance, or which is a euphemism for world government. And one of the things I attempted to do in the DVD, Global Warming or Global Governance, is to actually show where they are wrong in the fact that man is not causing global warming, cannot be causing global warming. And I interviewed dozens of scientists to do this. It's not my opinion. It's some of the leading scientists in the world. Some of them are actually involved in the IPCC itself. In fact, most of your scientists that are involved in the IPCC have no vote in this at all. None. They could disagree vehemently with what the IPCC is doing, and yet they are used, their name is used as one of these consensus scientists, these 2,500 consensus scientists. Okay, I'm getting off topic here. The other side of this issue is the drive towards global governance. And I have both of this in the DVD in a way that the average person, now I don't discuss the really intricate stuff that we've discussed on this program in this DVD, but I show very clearly by interviewing politicians and experts around the country, even around the world in doing this, that the intention is to create a control over every citizen in the United States. And literally what we're getting back from people that have seen this, that believe that man was causing global warming, not like a religion. They're not going to believe anything else no matter what you tell them, but believe because they have been just inundated day after day after day, year after year, decade after decade, that man is causing global warming. When they see this, they go into a realization that they have been lied to, and then I explain why they have been lied to, and that's to create global governance. And they get angry, and they're ready to start going out and trying to fight this battle, because now they're realizing all these other things, all these other calamities that the United States government and the United Nations are claiming are catastrophes are probably not true either. And they're not.
And they really aren't. And I think this is a great issue if we get the people to understand that they're being lied to, that the media is controlled. There really are people who do want a global government, and they want to impoverish the American people. In fact, they want to impoverish people throughout the world. And as the president of Czechoslovakia had pointed out at this Heartland meeting back at East, he said, you know, they have lowered the already lower standards of our people 40%. And they weren't very far advanced, to begin with, having just come out from communism. But once they went into the Kyoto Protocol, joined the European Union, went into the Kyoto Protocol, it impoverished the people even more. Who's on the line?
Your HW Colorado here. Hi, yes. Dr. Stan.
Hi, how are you?
And Mr. Kaufman. I agree wholeheartedly with the issue of centralization of power versus decentralization that you bring out so good. It is just a terrible thing happening, and I hope people are waking up. Their poverty rights are taken. I was directly having to feel the consequences of that. And the issue, like with water, hook up to a sewer system in the countryside, for example, in Europe. Then with the power of compounded interest of the expenses they force you into, you just are deprived of your property in the end.
Amen
yes, you
to
are.
That. Well, of course.
In fact, it gets to the point where it's almost impossible for you to afford to own property. Now, we're not that anywhere
right.
close to that in the United States yet, but there are countries in the world in which there are so many bureaucratic steps just to register private property. You have to go through 150 different bureaucratic steps, each one of them the bureaucrat wanting its cut of the deal.
Right.
It's a system of corruption.
Yeah, they build concrete pipes using big machinery, which of course produces the air pollution there or the CO2 that they're railing against. And just for a little bit of natural people's pollution, feces and urine and so, but that is the fertilizer that makes our food grow.
That's exactly what they won't want.
They don't want you to have your own food.
No, they won't. In fact, what's so interesting is for the first time in history, America is beginning to import more and more food. We've always been an exporter in the past.
I agree with you on that aspect. On the other one, and natural law, you got to study up on what they call entropy.
We're running out of time. God bless. Thank you.
Entropy.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate you being with us. Bye-bye.
You.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with our message, why, we'd love to hear from you. My number is 1-800-544-8927. We do have the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. It's in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, which everybody should have a copy of, because it starts out taking you to the Georgia Guidestones, and you'll see the pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, where the plan for the world is laid out. Maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. What they're calling for is the elimination of over 90% of the world population. And you may say that's crazy talk, but we're dealing with people who have a different worldview, who have no human compassion and see nothing wrong with destruction of 90% of the world's population. Those are the Georgia Guidestones in Elberton, Georgia, put up by a mysterious stranger, nobody knows his real name, or the secret organization he represented. But our sustainable development syllabus introduces you to that, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, the Population Control Plan, the Earth Charter, of the certainly the World Bank water policy. They want to restrict your ability to have water. This is why they block effective programs, so we will have water, take down the dams, so we, you know, so we won't have water storage. They want to really restrict your water consumption to 10 gallons a day, and you say that's crazy. Well, so much of what's going on is crazy. What's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan is crazy. The war on terror is crazy because it was created by the CIA. They funded this move to radicalize Islam in the 1980s when they recruited 100,000 Islamic warriors to come to Afghanistan to fight the Soviets, and they trained them in this radical form of Islam. They financed schools where this radical form of Islam was taught. They put out $51 million for textbooks to be put into schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia to push radical Islam. Why would rational people do that? Because they're not rational people. But they wanted to create the best enemy money could buy, and they've certainly done it. And now we're at war with terrorism, whatever that means. So understand, but you need, of course, to get our sustainable development syllabus. You need to get Dr. Kaufman's DVD on global warming, and then his DVD on prophecy and the New World Order. Those are two separate DVDs. You need to get my four tape set on sustainable development, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, because that's what it's all about. Once you understand that what's going on is not happening by accident, but by intent, it all makes sense. And then, of course, you need to see my talk, recent talk on the planned police state, and you need to get the syllabus goes with that, because it'll give you all the documents, even going into the fact that they're building concentration camps, they're planning to use civilian internees in the concentration camps. This is long-term planning, and the laws that have been passed to do away with posse comitatus, the laws that have been passed to do away with the right to habeas corpus, all, of course, that's only for terrorists, but then how do you prove you're not a terrorist when you've been accused and you're in prison and there's no judicial review? You need to get my talk on the planned police state. You need to get the syllabus. as it goes with it. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.